Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
From the woman that today said, nothing feels better than drinking some L8 and getting a big burp out.
It's the truth. I get like...
built up gas.
In my chest, and I feel like I can't take a breath. I think it's just my obesity. And like, it's fat is pushing stuff into my throat.
You think that?
I don't know. I don't know how internal organs work and obesity, but I know that I'm fat and... I have fat, and I feel like I can't breathe. Could be COVID.
Good podcast, guys. We'll see you next week. It's probably just...
First off, we won't see him for another 6 weeks, because that's our going rate these days.
Times are hard.
It's so hard. Everything is hard.
Like, over the last 6 weeks, so much has changed.
But still hasn't at the same time. What has changed?
Harlan's in preschool. Mm-hmm. I turned 40.
Okay.
We've went through at least one babysitter. Had a couple denial services for him. Charlie has managed to be, go from 12 to a 23-year-old Karen in basically overnight.
Don't insult Karens.
By comparing them to Charlie. So where do we start? Let's rewind.
Where do you want to start? You pick.
I turned 40.
Let's start there. Let's start happy. Let's start happy. There. Gary's 40th birthday.
Big milestone for everybody.
Yep. Do you feel 40?
I feel 60. Well. 40 is the new 60 in 2020.
Mm-hmm. I think it adds years.
We had despite the conditions that we're currently in, we had a wonderful weekend with some of our bestest friends. Mm-hmm. We had a 2-day extravaganza to celebrate myself and Robert Johnson.
Which I thought we were cut out to do. Like, I wanted Friday to be this, like, everybody just gather.
Eat.
Chill. Like, hey, we've all worked all day. Let's just, you know, get here, get a good night's rest. Rest up.
It didn't go that way.
Have a wild Saturday. An entertaining, eventful Saturday. We had two bourbon tours planned.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, get in, hug it out, rest.
Yeah, before it turned dark on Friday night, it was already too far gone.
So fast. It happened so fast.
I took a bottle of Weller's bourbon, and honestly, it didn't last an hour.
I don't think so.
But
I remember Micah hadn't even got there yet. It was almost gone. No, maybe it was halfway.
They didn't get there much later than we did.
I can't remember. That was really hard. Time went by really weird and fast.
So yeah, I suggest if you have the opportunity to get together with your bestest friends, and maybe you do it anyway, but we don't have that opportunity. I feel like it's quarterly. You know?
I agree with that.
So like tonight we were talking seasonal. The next time it would probably be Christmas.
Mm-hmm. If the COVID lets us.
I mean, I don't care about the COVID.
Okay. All right. Where's that?
We'll wear masks.
Okay.
But Abby planned a great weekend.
Did you like it?
I did.
Were you surprised?
No. You told me all about it. There was no... Was I supposed to be surprised?
Maybe a little bit. Did I pull it off a little bit?
It started, we were going to get like an Airbnb and then hit some distilleries up, and then it turned into...
I wanted like the feel of the cabin, but not at the cabin. Like, we obviously couldn't all gather at the cabin. We'd already done that. So a feel for that, but also incorporate the bourbon tour thing. And so I was looking into that and got my heart broken by Buffalo Trace, who lied to me about... They sold out their free tickets before I even
got a
chance to go online. And I'd already sent them several messages trying to reserve. So I'm super not liking them right now, even though I really like them. But finding an Airbnb that was big enough for everybody, and finding places that were open.
Yeah, because when we went to the first distillery, it was boarded up. Abby went in to like confirm all of her stuff. Like, it was almost like a speakeasy-ish, right? You had to hit a button and they'd come to the door and let you in.
It wasn't our first choice. Like, it was just the one that was open.
Sorry, Peerless. It was fun.
I didn't know it existed. I'll just say that. I had no idea it was there.
Right.
And given that some of the activities going on in Louisville, mm-hmm, 2 weeks prior, after the Breonna Taylor case information, we didn't even know.
Yeah, if we even go out, if those places would be open.
Right. And everybody has reduced how many people can go through at one time. And we posed a pretty big group because...
Was there 14 of us?
Yes.
Andy would not be happy with us.
We wore our masks. We wore our masks. We wore our masks. Why are you looking at me like that?
Into the distilleries, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We did Peerless, which was pretty good. It was a super small distillery. Like, when you go to the big ones, mm-hmm, and you go to their rick houses, and they're 20 stories tall, and there's, 10,000 barrels per house. And then you go to a place like Peerless, they have 250 barrels there.
Mm-hmm. What was their number? Their
50.
Yeah, they were 50. Yeah. Is it exactly 50?
Mm-hmm.
That's 52.
And what that number is, the number, it's their license number when they got a license to be a distillery. And they said, like, if me and Abby were to open a distillery today, we'd be in the 20,000s. That's so crazy. That number's big, which we thought 50 was awesome until we went to Stitzerweller, and their number's 16.
Yes. That was interesting.
Yeah.
No, that's a bigger one, but it doesn't have... it's bigger, but it doesn't even, like, I don't know. It's not, like, as big as, like, a Buffalo Trace or a Maker's.
Right. But the history there was way better.
Yes, that's what I was trying
to
say.
The history of it.
That's it.
Like, they make Bullet there now, which, mm-hmm, is, pretty common. You can buy it anywhere.
Yeah, but it's the people who made Pappy?
It's the people who... No, Pappy was their master distiller.
Gotcha. And then moved on.
Yeah. And so... But like, so Pappy pretty. And Weller's and some, and then when the bourbon industry kind of started on the decline, they sold those brands off.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know. It's cool.
I bet they wish they still had them.
I bet so.
But yeah, it was fun. Shout out to Jason Ellis. He got us a party bus.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. I've never been.
But
on
all party
the bus.
Party was out of him by the time we pulled up. Bless his heart. He was.
I told you Friday got a little. Friday was not the chill night.
And here's the thing: as a group, we've been known to go hard, and then be fine the next day. Mm-hmm.
Is that me or you? That was you.
That was you slamming your phone down. Age doesn't do you justice when you try to do that again.
It's
like,
so
if
hard.
I could have a picture of Jason Ellis walking down the stairs at like 10 o'clock the next morning.
Okay, to be fair, if we could have a picture of you in New Hampshire,
there are
the
pictures
next day,
of me in New Hampshire.
I'm saying.
The next day, we drove 22 hours home.
I've not made your chat book yet. Oh, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
That takes time. That takes like a lot
That's
of
That's all we got's time right now.
Is it? Do we? I don't. I'm glad you do. I do not. My time is quite full with things.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It's not like I wanted it. It's what it needed to be. What I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Just, I think for you, being around your friends is important.
Mm-hmm.
The bourbon thing's fun and extra.
Mm-hmm.
And
we've got quite the bourbon collection going on upstairs.
We do. It's interesting.
I've only had like two bad bourbons out of that whole batch.
What's the other one? I know the one.
One is Town Branch.
Yeah. And, oh, Michter's.
No, Michter's was okay. Stonehammer.
That's it. They're on the same... Excuse me, they're on the same side of the...
of the collection.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's how I organize them.
So, yeah, I turned 40. I feel 90.
You said 60 earlier. You can't keep changing it.
Time has passed since I've...
since the podcast started.
Yes, we're 10 minutes in and I've already...
Is that exponential math? Like when it?
Yes, I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's the thing.
Do you feel like people... have this, I don't want to say hopelessness, but there's just this, it's not the right word, like
desperation,
just tired of this bullshit, you know,
exhaustion's like, real, like,
yeah,
the exhaustion,
this pandemic
burnout,
fatigue of,
that's real, it's, and we are having to confront, I think as a nation, and as people, we are really having to have true conversations about like mental health, in a way that we have not before, like that's always been on the sidelines.
We've confined everybody to their houses.
Right.
And you can go to Walmart, Kroger, and the Mexican restaurant.
But
and good luck getting in there.
But we're having to say, okay, like let's look at our health and overall health. And you really cannot deny the impact of your mental health right now and of the fatigue and burnout and just... It's beyond being stir crazy at this point. It's beyond cabin fever. It's
that
real,
was April.
Yeah. It is real legitimate.
Like this shit was fun for about 2 weeks.
Like it's trauma. I mean, there's a trauma to this that's like imprinting like on our brains and saying like your body is going to feel this now. And it's hard to like you have to be very intentional.
Like how do you feel it?
Everything is... it's continuous and does not stop for me. I feel like there is never a point, you know, I feel like you're on, okay, so if I was on a roller coaster, or if I was doing anything that like...
had its ups and downs?
No, that's so cliche. Like something that has a clear beginning and end to it.
The log ride, because it's all the way down.
Right. I know like I can count myself through the tough parts. Right. Mm-hmm. I can say that's like if you're on a treadmill, I can count myself through the hard parts and say, okay, I've just got to get to this one thing and I'm done. I never, like tonight, I just wanted to sit and cry because in my head, I was checking off the list of things that can get me to tomorrow. But while that's happening,
the list for tomorrow is already growing.
My inbox is just exploding with work I have to grade and that doesn't go away. And I can knock that out and I can
sit. Told you I'd help you grade it.
I know. So
for years, I've offered to help Abby grade papers. She's never took me up on that offer.
I don't know why I haven't. I have no clue. So my fatigue comes in, and I am not taking care of myself. I am 0%. I need sleep. Not getting that. I need to exercise. I started last week. I went 3 times last week, and that is the most I've been since April, since March.
I've been in the gym about every day.
Shut up. And I wanted to go so badly today. But on top of that, Harlan complicates a lot of my life because he wakes up and I'm like, I want to let you sleep. And then he's up at 7 when he used to be this kid that would sleep till 10.
But he does go to bed earlier now.
And he can open doors now. So in the mornings, that makes me really like, I've got this anxiety about do I leave and know that like he's just going to walk out the front door and you would never know. Like I literally had a dream last night that I took a lock, his busy board that I made him.
Mm-hmm.
There's all those locks on it. It wasn't so much a dream as I really thought I was doing this. I was like looking for a screwdriver to get the lock off that board and onto our door at the top where he couldn't reach it, which I don't know.
To be fair, if the door's unlocked, he can go out. But if it's locked...
He can unlock it now.
No, he basically just locks it because he locked me out the other morning. And I almost had a heart attack. I parked on the side of our house. We were getting ready to go to his therapy session on Thursdays. And so I get him ready, and I'm like, I'm not walking him through the wet grass.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
So I go down, and I move the car. Of course, he comes to the door after me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just like, hey, I'll be right back, and shut the door. Come back. He's in the window. I go to open the door, and it's locked.
How'd you get it unlocked?
The back door is unlocked.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, God.
It's weird he doesn't acknowledge that door or the basement door. Like, that they exist as exits.
We were down here the other day with the basement door open, and he was up at the top and didn't even try to come down.
It's really weird. I don't know what...
Nah, I'm glad.
But anyway, so he adds a huge layer of my stress right now, and then...
I stayed home a whole month with him.
I know. I know that. I have done the same through summer break, but he just clings to me and just... He stresses me out.
And he's super strong and doesn't have any spatial recognition.
No, and like can headbutt you. Like he is the sweetest, most lovey kid, but he can headbutt you and you, it hurts. It hurts and you just want to cry or you just want to be like, get out of my face. Like if any other adult did that to you, you would punch him.
Yeah.
But he's a toddler, so you're like, what? It's difficult. He's difficult. Yeah. He gets into bed and... like kicked Gary in the ribs so hard while he's asleep that you're like, yeah. I think I'm a little sore.
Well, I mean, I woke up where he slapped me in, like in his sleep, mm-hmm. hit me and that like woke me up.
I'm ready to fight.
He usually starts off in his own bed, but some nights we don't even know he's.
No, I will wake up and all of a sudden he will lay on me and I can't breathe and it's his body thrown across me. So I've been able to sneak away two mornings, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went one evening really late to the gym. I feel so much better when I go. I feel like a normal human being. I just need to sweat. But getting there is a huge battle. It's a big battle right now.
Yeah. And we are parenting two of the worst stages of children ever.
It is the toddler and the tween are the female tween are just insane. And I think Harlan as a three-year-old... He's crazy. Like, he's a lunatic. He has no boundaries, no fear, doesn't understand half the crap we're telling him. We should be potty training. That's a disaster. That we quit that after 24 hours?
It started off really good, though.
Uh-huh. He peed in the potty. I walked him in, woke up early Saturday morning. I was like, let's go potty. We sit down. We're reading a book. He puts a little pee-pee in the potty. I'm like, yay! You pumped.
So easy.
I'm like, this kid's a genius. I'm great. I'm awesome. Everything's wonderful. Turn on a little potty timer. He never did it again, but he peed all over our furniture.
In the floor. That's what ended it that day. If you saw Abby on Facebook, he peed in the floor, slipped and fell in it.
I was done. It was that was it. I was like, time's up. Put the diaper on. Let's go.
Yeah.
He has no recognition that he's wet. Or anything. But they're working on it at school, and I'm trying to reinforce this.
Yeah. But he's only getting 2 days a week at school.
Right.
So.
That's hard. So that in and
But
of
he
itself.
Is going to school. And guys, if you could see how happy he is when we roll up to that building. Like Abby's went one day. We took him the first day, which we couldn't go inside with him.
First day of preschool, we couldn't go in. But it's like. We drop off and he walks straight to his room.
Doesn't even care that we're here.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Like it's on the side of the building. Like you can see his classroom. But he. Bye.
Just, I cried. Whoa. Cried all the way down the hill. It was awful. I was like, that asshole.
Yeah.
He has been clutched to my side. Like tonight, I was sitting on the couch and his head was literally behind me. His face is on my back and his head's in my shirt. Like, that's how close we are all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to school and could care less.
Yeah.
He was like, bye-bye.
So much activity there for him, though.
Yeah, I mean, he must love it. Like, I showed him a picture of his teacher tonight and he got, like, giggly and happy. So, I'm hoping that's good.
Yeah.
And
he's been doing... So, since he started preschool, and before he started preschool, you've had him in occupational and speech therapy, which has been fun to watch, Like, I can see that he's getting better, but then at the same time, I have no idea what they're doing.
Like, I mean, I would leave. When did we start that? July. I would leave and call Gary crying about every week.
Yeah, and he's like, one day he played with the same thing basically the whole session. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And it's all working on like his attention span and sensory stuff and
self-control, impulse control.
But he will not, there's a swing there and they want him so bad to swing. He will not get in that swing.
It is the weirdest thing. I take him to the playground.
But he's done it like a couple times, right? Or at least once.
He will ask to sit in it. Yeah. So I get it. First off, if a kid is swinging, he'll just walk right past him.
Yeah.
And like, he has almost caused children to break their arms. Like, just walking right past him while they're in the swing. Like, I just spend the whole time running after him. So I took him and he'll sit in it. And like, I barely move him.
Yeah.
And it's like, nope. And he like stiffens, his whole body stiffens. Like, if you're like got a cat around water and they like get really scared,
right?
That's what he does. So I don't know what she told me. It's a reflex thing. It's all a reflex.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But he loves bowling. That's his jam.
Maybe that's
setting the pins up, knocking them down.
Oh, he could work at the bowling alley when he's older.
Like when Homer quits his job at the nuclear power plant, goes. That's to work at the bowling alley.
He's our little Homer. Gonna work at the bowling alley.
Then that third baby comes. He's gotta go get a real job.
So we've got him. So he is exhausting. I at any given point can break down over him, and then throw in Charlie. And multiple times the past 2 weeks, I've just been ready to. I don't know.
I think. I've talked about this with other people. Like, we're asking students. You're asking students. Charlie's teacher, she's in the seventh grade. They have a level of freedom that no seventh grader, ninth grader, 11th grader should have. There's college kids that don't experience that level of freedom until they get into college, right? Like, hey, this is when your assignment's due. Turn it in. By the way, you've got all this time. You got 24 hours in a day, and right. Nobody's watching you, and and I'm not saying we leave Charlie unattended. She has somebody that watches her do this, but it's the burden is on the student right now.
To make
Whereas
choices.
You have structure in a classroom.
Right. A set aside of time.
And a routine.
It is now time to learn science. Here's the bell. Mm-hmm. Like, we've blown up any semblance of what they've known for what she's known for 6 years.
Well, she could be taking college theater right now and doing just as well.
I am not frustrated at all with her academics.
No. I'm not talking about her.
So I'm not frustrated. Like, to be honest, Charlie's got a plan. Like, she's getting that done to the best of her ability, I think.
Like, the academic part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's,
the actual getting to do it part is the...
She's lazy. Like, I don't think she's given 110% on this right. at all. I think there are kids who are out there, like, reading all the instructions. Charlie just wants to get it done.
Yeah.
Like, as fast as she can. And that's Charlie in general, you know, with most things, unless she's really passionate about it. Right now, for me, it is her general attitude and demeanor and just the ups and downs of knowing...
She's about to catch his hands.
Big time. Like, we just simply say, like, go do this. And it is, she wants to fight and battle. And, like, we're in the court. And those hands start going. She starts hitting those hands together. Like, I don't know who she's talking to. I know she's not talking to her mother. But, like, I took her to the store. We went to Kroger. And I try, so Gary and I will have these conversations. Like, man, maybe we're just being assholes to her. Maybe it's us.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to create and foster a little bit more nurturing, because we
can't do that.
We are nurturing people, but our go-to you're not at all. You are 0% nurturing. I am nurturing, but my go-to is generally like sarcasm and joking. So sometimes I forget that I need to be like on her level. She's a very sensitive, heart on her sleeve kid. So we
with a bad attitude though.
Right now, she has a horrible
attitude. Those two don't mix well.
No. So we Gary and I had this conversation, like, we're going to really intentionally focus on being nurturing to her, and I'll be damned if it's not the next morning and she is just spawn of Satan. And I'm like, I'm going to take her to Kroger with me. I don't want her. It's faster if I go without her. But I'm like, come on, let's go. Let's have this moment. Because she does not get a lot of time by herself with us.
Right.
I was annoying. I spent two, like, I needed to go into Burke's to look for, they have freaking coffee syrup that I like. Oh my God, no. Oh my God, why are you going to go in there? Like, literally to go look at the counter and I'll walk out. No, absolutely not. I hate here. I hate going here. Okay, we'll sit out in the car and get kidnapped. Her literal words to me were, you sit in the car and get kidnapped. That doesn't mean...
I've prayed for that my whole life.
It's like, the hell is that? I was like, bye, Charlie. I'm leaving. And she wants me to leave my phone. I don't, so I walk off. And she just sits there. And so then we get into Kroger. I... I'm annoying when I walk down the aisles. Oh my God, you're so annoying. I'm just looking to see what's, like, I need to see what this product is.
I will probably agree with her on that.
Oh, shut up.
I can do a whole, I can, you can give me.
And probably spend 30% more than me to 50% more than me.
Time's money.
No.
Get it done.
No. No. We don't, we aren't of a social class. In socioeconomic status in which we can save money. That
yeah. But you're talking about saving 20 cents on some beans. Fuck that. I'm moving on. You know, we're not talking about saving thousands of dollars on a trip to the grocery store.
It adds up, Thomas. That, it's that kind of attitude that it just, we could have had, I don't know, a vacation by now with all the money that you've wasted. True. On your just neglectful shopping. Anyway, I smiled. I was too nice and I smiled. There were some boys on their bicycles at the bottom of our street as I'm turning. For whatever reason, they're waving, so I wave.
How dare you?
I mean, cue the mental breakdown. Oh my God, I know them. Why would you wave at them? I'm like, waved. That is a general human sign of friendliness, is waving and just total mental. Like, it is constantly that type of, just, I don't want to use the word psychosis, but you never know what you're going to get at all. And we say, like, okay, now stop talking and go to your room.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Mm-mm. No, has to keep on running that mouth.
She gets that from you.
That's not true.
That's 100% true.
No.
One of us at this table has probably acted like that and been a 12-year-old girl. One of us has not.
What's your excuse right now? Because you're just generally a jerk.
COVID. And you,
not to mention, what? I mean, you poke the bear lot. That's so ridiculous.
She's also really dumb.
Oh, that's true. So bad. I didn't know that they got this dumb.
Yeah.
It's bad. What did she do the other day? There was something she did the other day, and I was like, you got to go get her. She's an idiot. I forget what it was. It was bad. It was something to do. Oh, I know what it was now. I forgot about this. Charlie sprained her ankle several weeks ago.
Yeah.
And first of all, I like played it off like, you're fine. And
probably was.
Probably needed some, not, I wouldn't take her to the ER for that. But no. So we wrapped it up. I did the ice thing. I've done a million sprained ankles. I got this. We didn't have anything to put on it for ice. So I'm like, just go get something in the fridge. For whatever reason, I had lima beans.
No, I went and bought lima beans.
To do that. Okay. Yeah,
just to.
Oh, because we had vegetables. Yeah. She didn't mix vegetables the first night. So Gary got her the lima beans to ice. That dirty skank was icing her room. Like, that's the point of contention right now, is how dirty she is.
Mm-hmm.
She is generally a filthy human being. And you would think it's boys. Like, in your head, your preconceived notion is that guys are gross. I live with the grossest man on the face of the earth.
That's not true.
Hands down, you're disgusting.
Wait, you're talking about me?
Yeah.
I think you're talking about your other boyfriend.
Gary, what was the condition of this desk when
I
came?
It wasn't dirty. It just was cluttered.
How many cans and bottles were here that you had to come clean up?
Two.
That's a lie. That's a. There were at least double digits.
There wasn't double digits.
Not including all the glasses that I take up when I'm just any time I come by here. You're dirty. Anyway, she is disgusting. Like her, like trash.
Get
is
to
everywhere.
The point here. You gotta hit him with the punchline of what you found.
Shut up. So I go back in her room after we've had a big fight. Fight number 452, and she's gonna go to bed that night. I'm just like trying to end on a good note. Like, hey, girl, we're gonna get through this. You're gonna wake up in the morning. I'm gonna start all over. And I look over on her shelf, and there are two damn bags of lima beans. You all, it's been 2 weeks. And I was like, what is that? She was like, it's from my ankle. I'm like, smell them. They're disgusting. She was like, what do you mean?
They're frozen.
She said they're frozen. I was like, they're not frozen. They were frozen at one time 2 weeks ago. They were frozen. They've been sitting in your room, two bags on your shelf. Just sit in her room is like we walk in all the time. We're like, what's that smell? It just smells. And it's like body odor on top of like Bath and Body Works spray. Mm. And apparently freaking bags of lima beans. She thought they were frozen. They were rotting in her room. That's disgusting.
Maybe they haven't went over that in science yet.
If they did, she doesn't know science either. She doesn't know how to pronounce anything. Mitochondria and vacuole. And she doesn't know what she's learning. She's just writing things down.
Mm-hmm.
I was half asleep. What night was that? This week. And she comes into the room. You were podcasting that night. I don't know what night that was. And she's in the room going, I don't know the interrelationship of these things. And I'm like just dead asleep trying to answer this with her, and it's a mess.
Also woke Abby up to make her take a sip of bourbon.
Who? I'm asleep. The first one comes in to ask me about the interrelationship of organelles. The second one comes in and forces me to take a shot of bourbon. Out of a dead sleep, you all. Like, what dysfunction is
that? Here was my dilemma, right? Abby, for my birthday, got me two Glencairn glasses. One of them's right next to you.
What's Glencairn? Is it Cairn?
I don't know. Is there...
I don't know.
Spell it out.
G-L-E-N. Glen. C-A-I-R-N.
Glencairn.
Cairn?
I don't know. Karn. Anyway.
All right.
I open the box, I take the fancy glass out, and I do my bourbon review with that glass. Stop.
Sorry. I was opening up the Glencairn.
So, like, this bourbon hits so funky at the end. For a second, I was like, maybe it's the glass. It's like a licorice chemically taste.
There was 0% licorice in there. It was trash.
So...
You just thought maybe you didn't wash the glass?
I thought maybe I didn't wash the glass. You know, it's a brand new glass. So I start drinking it out of the bottle, and it didn't get any better.
That's the solution.
You know, and I get these bourbons, and I'm a sucker for presentation. And that was a beautiful bottle of bourbon, wasn't it?
It was cool. It's like a little square bottle, kind of like an old-fashioned bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, and, you know, it wasn't cheap. And so I thought, this can't be that bad of a bourbon. So I made Abby. I was like, is it just me? Taste this.
Dead asleep. So it hits real different when you're waking up.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to. No. You got to. I was like, can I have something to drink? Nope. Just sit up and take a shot of bourbon. Which you have been notorious to bring me medicine when I've been sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be like, here's your NyQuil. And I'll take it. Okay, here's your next one. And I think I'm going to take another shot of NyQuil. And it's bourbon. So I'll wake up on Tuesday. I'm like, thanks.
Cures all.
It does. It's fine. You'll be cured.
Yeah.
Multiple times you've done that one to me. Yeah. So sleeping around here is real difficult. It's important, just not happening.
I went through many sleep stages since the pandemic's happened. For a while early on, I stayed up really late.
You did. I forgot. Like, you were going to bed at like 2 and 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Recently, I've been going to bed really early.
Yes, you have. You've not had too many, like, 7 o'clockers recently.
No. But once it gets dark, then we're going to go into time change this weekend.
I hate this time. Like, I like the fall. I like getting that hour, but I hate the dark. I just feel really unproductive at that point.
So, we like Halloween around this house. We've got carved pumpkins. We've got the fall stuff out.
We finally were allowed to get it out.
When fall happened, not in August.
You're an idiot. It was September.
Anyway. But with everything going on, a lot of places there's no trick-or-treating, no haunted houses, things like that. We did go to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
Harlan got bit by a donkey.
And he went back to put his hand back in the donkey's mouth because he's our smartest child.
Yep. But hated he got on a
How much did we pay for that? $5?
$4.
Oh, okay.
A tractor ride. So it's like like a train. Like these train cars, but they're being pulled by a tractor at about 0.2 miles an hour.
Made of like barrels and stuff.
Yeah. So Harlan we paid to let Harlan ride it. And he's fine until it turns and he can't see us anymore.
Yeah.
He was done.
The guy had to bring the train, like the.
Yeah, he brought it back.
I was like, God, I'm so embarrassed. He's like,
I'm going to take these other kids for another round. We're like, all right.
Absolutely. Sorry about our kids.
So, but he loved the animals.
Did not like the pumpkins. No punkies.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not a pumpkin fan, really.
But he is. He likes them, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
Harlan has some weird thing that.
He gets embarrassed if he likes things.
Yeah. So, like, he loves The Incredibles on Disney. Mm-hmm. So, I got him an Incredibles costume, like, he calls it Superboy. So, Charlie and I see it at some place. And on another day, I was attempting to be, like, super mom and take her out and do fun things. Brat. And she was like, you got to get that for Harlan. I said, okay. It was $5. I thought, he's going to love this. He gets to be Superboy. Flipped his shit over this costume. Mm-hmm. Like, get it off me. No, 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 Superboy. But the weird part is he plays with it like it's a person.
Yeah.
And he, like, picks it up and walks around with it. So.
But he's done that with, like, Elmo and Mickey Mouse, where
mm-hmm.
he likes to watch Elmo and Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he got Mickey for Christmas, and he immediately shut the box back. Was like, nope. But so if you don't push it on him, he will seek it out and play with it
mm-hmm.
like on his own. But the minute he notices that you know that he's playing with it, he's done.
So weird. But he's cool with baby sharks.
Today, Abby gave him yogurt for breakfast, and he has.
My mom got him some
baby shark finger puppets.
They're so cute. And he knows who they are by color,
mm-hmm.
and he knows, like, he puts them on his fingers in order.
Mm-hmm. He also dips his yogurt in the baby sharks and sucks it out of the cloth, so I had to wash them today.
It's so gross. Did you wash them in the washing machine or, like, in the sink?
Just in the sink, and I put them in the dryer.
They could have, like, I don't know, just thinking. I'm sure those are not, like, I'm sure they're cheaply made and could, like, dye all of our stuff pink and blue. So I thought, and he doesn't like costumes. So,
no.
In the past two, I forgot what he was his first year. I have no recollection. He was Beetlejuice last year. Oh, Pugsley.
Yes.
So he's always worn like normal clothes
mm-hmm.
for Halloween. So I try to keep that tradition because I know he doesn't want to wear anything. So I took a hoodie and turned it into a shark. Nope. Doesn't like that.
Well, he liked it until you showed him it was a shark.
Right. And then I put the hood up on him, and so I don't know what he's going to wear to school on Tuesday. I don't know.
And we're going to miss his first costume party.
Can't go to his costume. Well, I don't think we went to Charlie's first one either, so.
I don't remember.
I know we didn't. There were some years Charlie had two costumes, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And as
handmade.
Yeah. I do make costumes, but in my head, it's cheaper. Costumes are not cheap. And until she could ask what she wanted to be for Halloween, I just decided what she was going to be.
Yeah.
And it was never anything like lame.
And now she's not.
Now she came to me 2 days ago and she wants to be something now. She wants to be Boo. And off of
Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah. And I was like, no, I gave you that option to do a family costume and you told us that you weren't going to do that. And so then she wants to also be the guy off Mean Girls that wears the blue hoodie and says she doesn't even go here. Perfect. Great. That's what you are.
Yeah.
But
like, we got Harlan saying trick or treat.
Yes, he did. I don't know if he knows what it means, but he's saying it.
Yeah. So I don't know how he, like, he's grown out of his car seat. I mean, he was 56, 55 pounds?
No. 56?
Yeah.
Yeah, 56. And was 42 inches?
Yeah, he's 5'6".
We're in the 90s.
But he's just so big. Like, his clothes, you have to get the big clothes to fit him, but they're so long on him. It's so weird. But he's not, like, fat. He's just...
his belly. After he eats some pizza.
Yeah.
You all. Tonight, Gary ordered pizza. God, I say that phrase a lot. And Harlan was looking out the window and noticed before we did that they had arrived and came to Gary and said, come on, let's go. Like, they're here. And he was so excited.
And he greets them and he tells them bye and thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our kid loves the pizza guy.
Yeah.
He loves pizza.
And then, hours later, as he's winding down for bed, I'm eating a piece of pizza and he just comes and takes it from me. Says, pizza, thank you.
Yep.
Sit down next to Abby and ate all of it.
He loves it. It's his favorite. I don't know. He's a lot. Being in a pandemic with like a toddler is tough. Trying to get out and do things. And
there's just not that much opportunity to do things.
No. We do have a good babysitter now for him 2 days a week. And she takes him outside and plays with him. And
so my theory on this is...
Okay. Have I heard this yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She's more his size.
I've not heard this. Like, she's little?
Yes.
She's a very petite girl, yeah.
Well, like, we kept our nephew Taylor, who Harlan is very close in size to. And he hangs off of him, like...
Who is 10, who just turned 10.
Yeah. Best friends. Like, today, I was at my mom's, they were playing great. Like, Harlan loves kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a report from preschool that he has a friend he rolls his ball back and forth with.
I about cried.
So I think he, like, sees her as an equal.
And she does what he wants.
Yeah.
I had to text her, or I had to, like, leave this list. It's so weird, like, the things that you know your kid likes and your kid does, and so you're trying to, like, introduce them to a brand new person.
Abby left 2 pages of YouTube videos that he likes.
No, they did not. There was a lot of just food and stuff like that. And I wanted her to feel comfortable. Like,
right.
That's my concern is like, you feel comfortable. Like, he'll adjust. But, you know, I wanted her to know what, just to know what to expect. It's the teacher in me to like lay out those expectations. Also, she's like a former student. So, ow.
You got to talk into the mic.
Oh my God. I am. So I wrote all this stuff down and it occurs to me that if I tell her to take him outside,
First place he goes is the drain.
He goes to our drain, like our Pennywise drain, and he wants to lay on his stomach and look into it, and he drops leaves into it. That's not normal. That's weird, and if I was babysitting a kid, I feel like I need to know that.
Right.
So I'm like, don't freak out, but he's going to go to the drain and drop things in it. Just, like, go with it, hang on to a leg, make sure you got hold of him, don't let him fall in.
I don't think he'd get in there.
Oh, he can, 100%. I've already figured it out. He could totally drop in. Easy. If he has that head to the side, he's going in.
Okay.
Like, he also gets on his stomach and looks in it, like from top down, but he gets on the street level, too. If he's on street level, he's going in. Like, it can happen. So, that's a weird thing to have to tell somebody. And she sends me a text. She was like, you weren't kidding. He really likes the drain. I was like, told ya. It's the first place he'll go. So,
yeah,
there's that. He's super normal.
Yeah. Which I'm just glad we have somebody.
Yes.
Because I spent the whole month at home with him.
Yeah. You're a hero.
I
do wish we had some sort of evidence of what your time and day was like.
There's a lot of... Towards the end, we got into crafts. When I say crafts, we play with Play-Doh. Then Abby would make note there was Play-Doh everywhere when she got home.
Everywhere. There's no cleaning up with Gary.
I mean, we do our thing, roll on to the next.
So many things everywhere. Like, it's like if Harlan decided to get out an entire...
We got really good at counting.
He is good at counting.
ABC's kind of. He knows his letters. He knows what they are.
Yeah. I don't think he's doing much with them cognitively.
No. But, like, we have magnets. Mm-hmm. And he knows what they all are.
Yeah. Shapes and stuff. And he can tell you all the colors.
So I'm going to submit an invoice to Montgomery County Public Schools for my time.
Oh, shut up.
I encourage everybody to do that in your local school system.
Let's sue the school system for a teacher salary. Okay, sister, by the time you get done with your legal fees, all your tens of hundreds of dollars, you let me know. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Oh, he knows Korean. We failed to mention that. Harlan.
Akiyamo. I'm sure that means something, too.
He's been saying that. We didn't know what he was saying. He was saying baby shark in Korean. Because sometimes the YouTube videos keep playing and they slip into Korean.
Yep.
And there's a Spanish version, too, that he's okay with. So.
Yeah.
It's so weird that he can yell that out and know that, but... can't wipe his own butt, so real balanced.
Are we doing trick-or-treating this year? Back to my original,
I don't know, was that where we started?
I was talking about Halloween.
I think you can,
but like,
why would we not?
I don't know.
Are we gonna hand out candy?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't want kids here.
Oh my god,
I don't want anybody here.
Like, we can leave Charlie, and she can hand out candy.
Where are we going to go?
Trick-or-treating with Harlan.
Oh. Listen, for the woman who thinks she has COVID every other day.
Shut up,
You want to go just door-to-door.
With a mask on outside.
Well, I get to pick your mask.
I don't understand what that means.
Probably going to be Looney Tunes.
What are you talking about?
A Halloween mask.
I'm talking about a face mask.
Oh, yeah, because those work.
What is wrong with you tonight? Are you just being
ridiculous? We're going to vote this week?
We need to.
Yeah.
I'm off. I mean, I'm off on election day if you want to wait until then to do it.
Oh, I think there'll be a bazillion people there.
You think?
Yeah. Well, even if there's half the normal people, let's say half people vote absentee or early, another half wait till the day, you still have like the rules of social distancing, waiting in line. Only so many people.
I mean, I'm fine to vote this week if you want to. Maybe Wednesday. I don't know. Let me figure out the hours when they're open.
I think it's the same as regular polls.
No, it's not. 100% not. You clearly don't pay attention.
Well, I mean, it's not any weird hours. Probably like 8 to 4, 8 to 6, 10 to 6.
I think there's half days in there. Like they're done at noon some days. Oh. Or they start at noon. So, suck it.
Doesn't sound right.
Okay, I was right at the very beginning of this podcast when I explained to you how long it's been since we posted
last. A broken clock has worked right twice a day.
You can't, no, shut up. You exhaust me.
Well, how do I exhaust you?
I don't know.
I support you. Cheer for you, encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded fake.
I think you do those things. I also think you sometimes fail to recognize when I am at my literal breaking point.
And sometimes you just need a little push. Sometimes you just need a little nudge over that edge.
I'm there, man. Like, don't. Oh. I'm there all the time. And, like, there's not enough loud sighing I can do to make you understand.
That is just white noise to me now. Your sighs of desperation fall on deaf ears.
Don't want to have to ask you to do things. I want you just to do them.
Listen, I got up this morning. I did dishes.
You did. Today was good. Today was a good day. Like,
good for the week.
That's the thing, is like, you're not going to do it again for another 3 weeks until I'm like, hi, I'm drowning and can't breathe. And I just need you to want to clean.
See, that's where, that's the, like, the argument that you can't win. I just want you to want to do it.
Yeah. It is my love language. It is something that's like you showing me that you care. Because you know it means something to me. like, when our house is just crazy dirty, it gives me all kinds of anxiety. Not because I'm like a neat freak, just because I can't stand the chaos of 40 people asking.
So I need people to start calling Abby about 5 o'clock in the evening. She does her best cleaning when she's on the phone.
I want to move while I'm talking. I got to move. Okay. I just can't sit there. It's true. But
or call and say you're on the way over to the house.
That doesn't move you any though. And I'm manically.
People got to accept me for who I am.
Gary.
I ain't trying to make no new friends in 2020. No. All right.
It's embarrassing that there's that much trash under your seat where you play your video games.
There's not that much trash.
There's so much.
That's my whole workstation.
If things fall, they are not picked back up.
I sweep them out once a week.
You do not. That is a
once a month.
You do not. Do it.
I've never seen you do it.
I'm going to come across this table and choke you out. If dip falls, it's just there. If a bottle cap falls, that's where it lives now. And it's just like, no big deal. And who knows if shirts are clean or dirty, because we just take them off and throw them everywhere.
To be fair, I've been doing that for 25 years.
Can you stop?
I don't know. I'm pretty set in my ways. Pretty set in how I do things.
Oh, but it's exhausting. Like, you just have to acknowledge. Like, do you acknowledge that you are a difficult person to live with?
No, I'm the. Listen, just exist. I'll accept you for what you are. You accept me.
But you don't know where anything is.
I do.
You do not. There are whole entire articles of clothing that go missing, and you have no idea where they are.
I've found almost all of them.
Have you found the black shirt?
Yes.
What you were looking for? Where was it?
It's in the very, like, all the way to the right in my closet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we work on one thing this week?
This is not a self-help podcast, okay?
Closing cabinets and drawers.
It doesn't sound like me. You're talking to the wrong person.
When you open them, please?
No promises.
No promise. I'm afraid Harlan's just going to knock himself out one day walking into our bedroom where your top drawer is open.
He's not that tall yet.
He's super close. He's getting very close.
When he's eye level,
we'll make changes.
Make him close it.
That's the other thing. Is like, I'm like, can you help me clean? Gary's first thing is, Charlie.
Hey, she got her keeper around here.
And she's just as bad at cleaning as you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're all not Mary Poppins here.
Okay, first of all, that's not true.
Not true. We're all not Mary Poppins.
The day that she was trying to put on a fitted sheet.
Oh, my God.
You got so
She took the sheet and laid it horizontally on the bed. Didn't tuck it, just laid it there. And it wasn't even the fitted sheet. We have like a mattress pad.
That's what it was, the mattress pad.
And so like it conforms to the mattress. Like it's basically like a puzzle piece. It lays right on top of it. Looks like a mattress. Sideways in the bed. I'm like, what have you done, child?
That is not how you said any of that. That conversation did not go that politely. That was our first clue that she had zero sense. And she was like, I don't know. I've never seen one of these before. It's a sheet. It's just a sheet with a little bit of extra padding on it. That's it. Could not figure it out. Cries. Yeah. Like, if you ask her to put a fitted sheet on, she cries because she cannot figure out which side is which. She has been like this since she was 5.
I can put a fitted sheet on.
You can. I'll give you that.
I do make the bed on occasion.
On occasion, you do.
It's about that time to get our life together, though. I'm 3/4 of the way through mine.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just true. My life insurance policy went up this year because I turned 40. Like, we did our open enrollment for health insurance. And everything went up. I'm like, what the heck? Oh, it's because I'm 40.
oh, like we have to start, like clicking a new back bracket, like when you, like, you know, take surveys and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're close.
I'm not there yet.
If y'all got some ideas on what I should do for Abby's birthday, let me know. I got some ideas, though.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell me? Are you going to make it a surprise? Are we going somewhere?
I would like to get in shape and give you a Chippendales experience. I'm going to recruit Jason.
Oh, gosh. Just the crew?
Just the whole squad,
that's
yeah.
it. That's all you can come up with. That's it.
I mean, I feel like we knock it out of the park.
And I don't know about that. I've seen you all dance. I've seen you all rehearse a dance.
We have been in some choreography lessons.
Wasn't really... It's not your thing? You all have gifts.
We had 2 hours of sleep, and...
Oh, I don't think it was the sleep. Who's to say? That's it? That's what I'm getting for my birthday? When I turn 40?
I'm just spitballing right now.
Let me know if they...
We had a big reminisce of our trip to New Hampshire 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh, that was so fun. And I really want to redo that, but with...
A longer, more relaxed day.
Yeah. Like we were...
It was a whirlwind. Left on a Thursday night. Got there Friday morning. We drove, five of us.
Mm-hmm.
Drove all night. Got there.
Like we have worked all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Got home. I had to go buy shoes for Gary. Guess what he couldn't find? His shoes.
No, I didn't have shoes. I didn't have the right shoes for the wedding.
So you decided that 32 minutes before we left, we needed to...
I probably had told you weeks prior.
That is not true. 100% had no idea you needed shoes until I got home. And we were fixing to leave. Okay, anyway.
So we got there Friday morning. Literally 2 hours sleep. Got woke up to go do rehearsal, which was...
No, I think we drove straight there.
No, we slept.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And then we got up and went and did our rehearsal dances.
Because you all had... They had to do a choreographed dance.
We went to Five Guys.
Vaguely remember that.
Went back. I don't know if we got a nap or... We stayed up late that night.
Yeah.
I got up the next day, started drinking almost immediately.
You were 12-shot Gary by 12.
That's right. And the hits just kept coming.
It was a good day. It was a good time. We had so much fun.
And then that night after the wedding, literally almost to the second that we walked into our room, I was done.
Gary died. Gary.
Along with Matt.
Y'all died on us.
We didn't die. We just, our batteries ran out.
Twice.
Got up the next day. Got stuck in traffic in New York. It was a long trip.
I feel
home.
Like we were in some place like Delaware forever.
We were in New York.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get home till like 6 a.m.
The next day.
Yeah. That was such a fast trip.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so pretty. And I mean, it was like this time of year. And it was beautiful up there. I would love to like go back and not have to worry about.
Lacey, our friend who got married, he turns 40 in January. But that's like a...
I bet the trees aren't pretty then.
22 feet of snow up there. Frozen lakes.
I don't know. Global warming. It
might
be
a spring
nice.
Trip.
We'll have to see. I mean, who knows, like, what it's going to be like. If we'll be in school or...
Probably Civil War will be here by then.
Oh, my God.
Zombies, something. I don't know.
I mean...
This is all going to be over when the election happens, so...
Is that it?
Quarantine.
That
it? I mean, the vaccine will be out.
Couple weeks? Gone.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looks like it. Things are really taking a turn. So You're right. You pretty much know.
Herd immunity. That's where we're at.
Is that what we're doing?
Pretty close.
Is it working?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Look at the survival rate.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're an idiot. I love you, but...
Probably going to run for office, too.
What would you run for? Like, if you could.
I could beat Al Botts for mayor of Mount Sterling.
Could you? Probably You're not from here, first
He's
of all.
He's not either, is he?
I think so, yeah. Like, I'm just saying in general,
Al
what...
Botts is a Menifee County name.
I don't even know what that means.
Well,
I'm just saying...
Botts Elementary in Menifee County.
Oh. I'm just saying, what in general, like, office would you like to hold? Not necessarily here, but any, like, what is a good office?
What kind of power do you want me to have first?
Well, absolutely, 100%.
Absolute
zero.
Power?
Yeah, zero. Okay, zero power that I want you to have. I'm just saying, what do you feel like you are suited to do?
I mean, anything, really.
Yeah? Because you want to be superintendent, too. You asked why we didn't vote you in. Yeah. So, first of all, you don't even know how superintendent's chosen.
The board votes them in.
Well.
Chooses them.
Chooses.
So I feel like if I can cozy up to the school board.
Right. They'll just let you in. You don't have to have any credentials or education background.
I've seen what credentials and education background produces.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. And so what would be your first decision as a superintendent? Like, what would
I'd
you
probably
do?
Name school after
okay.
me.
Okay. First order of business.
First order of business.
Uh-huh.
I would change the mascot's name.
Oh, would you? Oh, no.
Montgomery County really needs to be the Wildcats.
Really?
This antiquated Indians thing, so harmful to Native Americans.
Would you shut up? Stop.
There's not really enough Wildcats in our area.
There's not enough Wildcats in our area. Oh, wow.
Wait, Morgan County's the Cougars, right? Bath County's the Wildcats.
Menifee County is
They're the Wildcats.
I think they're a Wildcat, too.
I mean, the
Are
whole
we sure
61st.
Morgan County is a Cougar?
Yes.
Positive.
Positive.
And they're not a Wildcat?
No. They're a Cougar, which is a Wildcat.
It's true. It's a good point.
What's a good cat?
Tiger.
No.
Does it have to be in your area? Like,
it's got to be a feline.
No. I'm saying, like, does it have to be...
Lion?
No.
Not enough lions around here.
Boyd County is a lion?
Too far away.
Okay. I was always offended because in Boyd County's gym, they had... Maybe it was Ashland. Yeah, it's Ashland has the tomcats and the... They were the kittens, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. Kitten. Rawr. You're super...
Do that again.
Rawr. And then... But Boyd County had a picture of a female... I remember thinking this in high school. I was like, I would
the
be
The
so
Pumas at Springfield Elementary.
That's
Puma
it.
Pride.
That's it. And you can paint the mural.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Boyd County had a picture of a lion, a lioness. I don't know. But she had her nails painted and her hair done and makeup on.
Mm-hmm. She didn't have an apron on. It wasn't legit.
It wasn't legit. She was not feminine enough. She was a little too much. But I was like, That's not, I mean, that was 1995, 96, like, eh.
We'll just be the Montgomery County Athletics team.
Athletics.
Like Washington.
Washington.
Like the Redskins, they're just the Washington football team.
I mean, why not? Like, apparently, like, there is a symbol of all of the mascots that, like, when it merged into one school, there's, like, four symbols.
What, in Mount Sterling?
Uh-huh.
Those are the Trojans.
I don't know what they all are. Couldn't tell you.
I know the Trojans.
Yeah, but I don't know the rest of them. So
probably the Iroquois.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Cherokees.
You probably need to stop now. Probably not going to need to go any further. That's going to be enough out of you.
All right.
That's why.
Are we going to do this again next week?
I would love to, but what I get out of you is it's a lot of work.
I mean,
it's a lot. It's a lot of work.
At this, it's 11:30 at night right now.
It's hard. This is another part. It's like you have to, like when Harlan goes to bed, we have to make a lot of choices of what is going to get done with our time.
Normally it's one of us going to sleep with him.
Yeah. Me, it's more accidental. But I get up a lot and do schoolwork or do something. Or just zone out mentally for a little bit.
All
right. But... Do you want to do this again next week? Can you pencil me in?
I bought a notebook to start writing some stuff down in.
What are you going to write down in that notebook?
It's still empty right now. Waiting for some inspiration.
What do you want to write? Because you mentioned like
just
earlier.
Just journal my thoughts. Probably write a novel.
Creed Thoughts. At Creed Thoughts.
Yeah.
I would really love if you blogged.
What? No, I don't. I'm not a good storyteller.
Okay, A, you are. We didn't even tell any of your stories.
What kind of stories?
You went to the doctor.
Save that. Pencil that in for next week.
Okay. Gary's medical history. I think we take the week and you journal for a week, and then we're going to revisit it on the podcast. I think we're just going to reroute the direction of this podcast a little.
Dear diary.
I think it has to be a diary.
Today was awful. Like, Harlan shit in the floor.
Are you wanting to like record more moments or more feelings? I can't even say that without being horrible. Like, what are you wanting to record?
It might just be a blood pressure journal. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I have taken my medicine 3 days in a row now.
Are you? You have or have not?
I have.
Why is that a
baby steps?
What do you mean, baby steps? Are we not taking it every day? Huh?
How about that local sports team named the Wildcats?
You know your mommy listens to this.
To be fair, she's not asked me about it, so.
Okay, that is not a reason to follow through with something that is prescribed to you.
Once again, this is not a self-help or a help me podcast.
I think it needs to be. And if you continue to act like this, it's going to be. You are exhausting. This is again.
Listen, if you don't start talking into your microphone.
I'm right here.
You can't talk into the side of it. There you go.
Well, I can't help it that it's crooked.
You have, God gave you hands.
Says the man who has his microphone hanging on an arm, a mechanical arm.
Do you want me to get you one? They're like $6.
No, we need to slow down on the Amazon. And also, yours makes noises.
It does. Oh, that was.
Why would you do that? Can you?
I thought it was just going to go, that was the spring.
What? Stop. You would 100% get so mad at me right now if that was me.
I'd never get mad at you, Angel.
You haven't been mad at me in a while. Are you trying to remember the last time you were mad at me?
Just thinking.
No, you were trying to remember the last time you were mad at me. When was it?
4 score 7 years ago.
That's the kind of answer I want to hear. Are you sleepy?
I am.
Okay, well.
I'm going to go to the office tomorrow, get my computer, come home, post this.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out with one of the kids till the other kid gets home.
You get to get him off the bus. That's exciting. I think it's cute that he rides the bus.
Yeah.
With his little backpack on.
Probably rolling dice in the back.
No, he's probably like licking the gum the off first the seat. The
bus driver told Abby, can you tell him to... Let us sanitize his hands. Sure thing. What language do you want me to tell him?
He knows Korean.
Yeah. We can't.
Like, I'm like, the reason he's on your bus is because he doesn't listen to us. So that's the problem.
Offer him some pizza.
He'll do whatever you want.
All right. If you like this, this is really just us recording this for the kids when I die. And
oh, my God. This again.
40 years.
Okay. That's better.
I don't know if I want it to be 80.
Stop.
69 is a good year.
Are we going to just... Can we just record how many times Gary burps in the middle of a podcast?
I don't think I've made it super loud.
I think it's frequent.
You farted a minute ago.
Did not. 100% did not.
Smeller's a feller.
Nobody smelled anything.
All right. I'm getting loopy.
Loopy.
I went to bed early last night and I got 48 minutes of deep sleep.
I don't know what that is about you in deep sleep.
I don't know.
You can't achieve it.
One day.
I have to take my Fitbit off in the middle of the night because I think it's too tight. My hand goes to sleep. Is that a thing?
I don't know. My battery's about to die, though.
Mine's been off all day.
All right. We all love right. All you beautiful bastards out there.
Thanks for being patient with... I mean, I don't know if you really care, but...
Nobody cares. Although we are almost 10,000 downloads.
That's crazy.
I know.
Let's have a party if we have 10,000.
It's getting close.
Like when? Like, give me an ETA.
Well, if we, it depends on how often we post a podcast.
So, in the next 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. If we just do two more this year, probably not going to get there.
We can do it. We're going to do this. We're going to write.
Hold
things.
Us accountable. If you've made it this far, hold us accountable.
Yeah. Gary's going to write things in his journal.
I should have never said that shit.
I'm so glad you did. And we're going to post. We're going to meet.
If I write in my journal, we're going to video this and live stream it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm in for that. You? How many days?
First of all, I just have to write in it.
No. Nope. 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 Nope.
Well, there's no like word limit.
I don't know what structure. You're wanting it to be, and I can be more specific with this. What?
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. No, no. Because you'll just write like boobs or titties. That's all you'll write every day.
How dare you limit me to that?
That's all you.
I am very sophisticated.
Shall we get the group text and read it
back? If that ever gets out in public,
we are all toast.
We're all on unemployment.
Every one of us. Except like maybe Mira. She's good.
Is she in it?
Yeah.
Sarah's probably good.
Sarah's good.
Giselle's good.
Mm-hmm. Mike is good because nobody will see what she said for like.
Yeah, hers won't make sense.
You don't know what image she's loving. Yeah. She gets on there 2 weeks later, starts liking everything. Because she confuses
maybe
it with Facebook.
Maybe we use that as blackmail.
No, because if any, you.
People will expect that from me, okay? It's not like it's some big surprise. Oh, Gary's edgy. He sends funny memes. They're very dark. That shocked us, the world. No. They're going to be like,
he
oh.
He just got so mad at me. The volume got really intense.
Yeah. As you leaned back, nobody heard you say that.
Someone heard it.
Your mom did.
Yeah, it was my joke.
All right.
Earlier.
Toodaloo, guys.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.